Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts. The Porsche Carrera Cup North America on IMSA Radio.
Green flag is in the air as we're back at Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the second day of a triple header race weekend, but just this single qualifying session for the Porsche Carrera Cup North America presented by Visit Cayman Islands. Hello everybody, I'm John Heindorf from IMSA Radio. RSL Network very busy this weekend, and this kicks off our Super Saturday with IMSA events, IMSA coverage, and indeed IMSA racing here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway and across at Laguna Seca, all covered via imsaradio.com in sound and vision, with a couple of video players on the live video tab. What we've got is a 30-minute session here that will set the grid for all three races, one today and two tomorrow. Well, it will definitely set the grid for the first one. Now, and as I say that, I realise that sounds slightly confusing. The normal procedure for Porsche Carrera Cup North America, presented by Visit Cayman Islands, is that your best lap in this session sets your position for grid one and for the first race of what is normally, of course, a two-race weekend. We have a third race this weekend, which adds a little bit of complexity. In a normal weekend, the second fastest lap in your qualifying session gives you position for race two, or your fastest race lap in race two, whichever is the quickest. And then, of course, we've got the third race fastest qualifying lap, or your race fastest race lap in race two, whichever is the quickest, which will set... I know... Shall we just get this grid set for race one and we'll deal with the rest in our countdown to green for each of the other two races? I think that's a good idea. It's been already a stunning weekend with a couple of very impressive practice sessions. Good news is that very few people have had any problems, and we've clocked up a decent mileage around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They're nearly 2.6 mile, 14 corners around the infield here at the Speedway. And as we wait for timing and scoring to fire up and the cars to get up to speed, let me tell you about what you're watching and listening to. Three classes. The 991 Pro-Am category is for Type 991 Gen 2 cars, like Efren Castro in the number 65. Efren Castro is not in the 65 at all. My apologies. I was trying to do too many things at once and watch one thing whilst talking about another. Efren Castro is in the 65, but he is in a 992 car. The 991 category is the Goldcrest Motorsport cars. We've got Irish Mikes Racing in there, Joe Lombardo for Kelly Moss Roden Race. And they are the older versions of the car. We have the new for 2021 992 Cup cars, and they are split into Pro and Pro-Am. So we'll be talking about three potential pole sitters for this first race. You got that? I will be asking questions later. Yesterday, the lap times were impressive, and Parker Thompson is straight down to business for JDX with a 136.8. That puts him on the top of the pile for the first race. As I said, we will worry about races two and three by the time we get to them. I'll try and keep a note of what's going on as well. Kaifan Berlaw, championship leader, Kelly Moss Roden race. He's in second, 0.043 of a second. In the second session yesterday, when most people were doing long runs, and Bruce Jones and I were talking about it, there were fractions of a second between the top 10 in Pro, and I expect that to be the same. We had a few teams throwing brand new Michelin Pilot Sport tyres onto the cars in the first free practice session because it was closer to this time of day. Best in Pro-Am, Tom Collingwood for BGB Motorsports, 41.2, 42.8 for Matt Holcomb, Goldcrest Motorsports, in the number 55, the Mystery Machine car. So now it's all going to be about who can get a clean lap. Tim Pappas out in the 54. Nice to see Tim back. He's leading for JDX in Pro-Am. 39.1 for Tim. So now he's got two lap times in, a 39.1 and a 41.5. Did I say before? Yes, I did. That might become important later. Extremely consistent at the front of the field for Parker Thompson in the number 9 JDX racing car. Parker with a 36.6 and a 36.8. And remember, we're looking for two or indeed three decent lap times. So if you can get a bit of clear track and rip off two, three or four good laps, that's a really solid opening few minutes. 6.5 minutes down, 23 and a half to go. And if you're joining us on imsaradio.com, RS2 for the whole of the weekend, all of our audio there. We'll take this championship on RS1 for part of the weekend over on RadioLeMond.com, but the video stays on ImsaRadio.com right throughout the weekend. So if you're listening to us and you've got a bit of bandwidth, or you're not driving, because we don't want you to be looking at a screen whilst you're driving, once you get pulled over, or if you get back home, ImsaRadio.com, click the live video tab, and all of the Porsche Carrera Cup North America, presented by Visit Cayman Islands, action on there, as well as the rest of the Porsche Fest as well. Porsche sports cars together, including Luftke Kult as well at Indianapolis this weekend. I'm so envious. Pat Long and the rest of the team once again putting in the air-cooled festival together, looking absolutely stunning. And from my point of view, giving me memories of a couple of years ago at Bicester Heritage, when I was down there with a good friend of ours, formerly of Audi UK, David Ingram, who had his 993 there, and he and I had our cars as part of the curated display. Jeff Swart, kind enough to ask us to take them there. And if you've never been to a Luftke Kult, if you're listening to us here and you're trackside at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, go and look it up. Luft Kult, G-E, and the rest of it will fill in. Don't worry. It basically means air-cooled in German. It's at Indianapolis this weekend. And even if you can't get to it, look at the pictures. It's fantastic. By the way, just a quick update on the weather from Laguna Seca. It's still very foggy there. We're supposed to have Idemitsu Mazda MX-5 out there right now. Nothing on track. We'll give you an update on that closer to the times that we're supposed to be on track. We've got WeatherTech Sports Car Championship audio exclusively from Laguna Seca coming up later on. Once we get a bit closer to that, we will come up on time for that, or watch at IMSA Radio for updates. That's also where you can get in touch with us. Looks like Kaifan Berlaw going for some lightly used Michelins after the first run around, but it's still Parker Thompson with those two early laps, 136.6, 136.8 against a 36.7 and a 36.9 from Seb Prior, 36.7. My goodness, that is close. And a 37.9 1 for Riley Dickinson. Kai van Berlo at the moment, 36-8 and 36-8. So at the moment, the top four would be the same for the first two races, and that would be Parker Thompson and Seb Prior on the front row from Riley Dickinson and Kai van Berlo on row two. Efren Castro on the 65, Team Hardpoint has gone to the top of Pro-Am. He's ahead of Kurt Swearingen and Tim Pappas and Tom Collingwood. And in the 991 category, with more cars coming into the pits for new Michelin rubber, Joe Lombardo from Matt Holcomb, Grady Willingham and Craig Conway are the four who have set times. Is a tyre allowance this weekend? So, using the tyres carefully, absolutely crucial, particularly when there's three races to come this weekend. On the infield straight, the multicoloured Multimatic car of Guernseyman Seb Prio, just warming his tyres up, or at least cleaning them up at least. Oh, and as I said, there was nothing on track at Laguna Seca. 15 minutes late, I can see on my tracker that there are cars out. Well, that's good news. So they have got underway. Hernan Palermos leading things out in the number 20 car there. So for those of you waiting for our coverage for that, it might be a slight delay, but nowhere near as bad as it was thought. Cars are out over there. Pick that up with Jeremy and Shea later on today. Right, let's see who's got the pace here at Indianapolis in this busy weekend for IMSA. Split to two iconic racetracks. Couldn't be more different, really, could there? 2.5 miles around the oval at Indianapolis, and we're using the nearly 2.6-mile road circuit that goes the wrong way across the yard of bricks. Still slightly scrambles my brain every time I see that. Top four drivers all under 23, therefore categorised as Porsche North America juniors and competing for the opportunity to go to Europe at the end of the year and then be judged against the other junior champions from the other Carrera Cups around the world. Porsche Carrera Cup, long established and the biggest and probably most prestigious, I would say, of the one-make championships. And the beauty of it is that at the top level now, with the inclusion of Michelin and the Porsche Carrera Cup North America, everybody competing on the same tyres, in the same machinery. So when they do get together at the end of the year for the shootout, it's a real opportunity to judge the talent from across the world that's been racing on literally different continents. Prior getting a good run at the start of the lap, but looks like he's going to pick up some traffic as he comes through towards the end of the lap now. He might just get across the line. Prior goes through his best at the moment, a 36.7. And was that just his outlap, I think? Yes, it was. Oh, and he's right in traffic now behind the Viper green, bright green car right ahead of him. That's one of the 991 Cup cars. So can he find a way through? Looks like he's got Lee Keane sitting in behind him in the bright red number three, number 12, the 311 RS Motorsport car. And Lee just trying to make some space now as he backs off through turn number three. Now on the back straight, a couple of cars needing to be sorted by the young Guernseyman. And he's still got a decent run. I don't think he's being slowed down too much as he comes through onto the high banks before cutting down into turn 12. He's offline just a teeny bit as he goes through there, but he's dealt with all the 991 traffic and now only that bright green car ahead of him, and that might give him a bit of a draft, you know, down the start finish straight. Prio then to the line. Half of the session gone. Dylan Murray in the 38 was the car ahead of Seb Prio and did improve. That puts Dylan up to sixth position. Now, as far as Seb is concerned, that's his second best time that he's just put in, a 36.7. He's got a 136.700 and a 36.762. So those are his two best times at the moment. Van Berlo in second position with a 36.6 has just improved for his race one at least. So 136.6 for Van Berlo in the white car with the green stripe on it. Kenny Moss Road and race as well. Out onto that middle straight. Now he again has got traffic. It's Ryan Gates. It is not Ryan Gates at all. Because Ryan Gates is in 10th. He's not the 10. That is Vernon McClure for TPC that was ahead of him. Down to 13 minutes already. Now Parker Thompson still holding the best time, so let's concern ourselves just with that starting grid for the race later on this afternoon. That could affect the starting grid for race two tomorrow, which could affect the starting grid for race three tomorrow, because it all depends how well the drivers go in those races and whether they get a faster time than what they're posting now. But it's a decent run for Thompson, 36.6 and a 36.8. I've got Seb Prio unofficially as provisional pole for race two at the moment with a 136.7. In the classes, Efren Castro, provisional pole for races one and two with a 39.0 and a 39.2. Joe Lombardo in the 991 class, provisional pole for race one with a 40.4. 140.8 provisional pole for Matt Holcomb for Goldcrest for race two. Seeing a little bit of green on the timing screen, so we are getting some improvements, but mostly it's for second best laps rather than for the ultimate best. Into the pits for Parker Thompson with 11, call it 12 minutes to go. Gets down to the speed limit, which is quite a long way into that pit lane, so you will be able to make up some time there if you need to come in during the races. But frankly, if you're coming in during the race, unless there's a safety car out and you're doing something funky with tyre strategy, then you're already in trouble. Matt Holcomb across the line, down towards turn one in the Mystery Machine Porsche, the number 55, sitting on provisional pole for race two, needs to find a couple of tenths to get ahead of Joe Lombardo to displace him from the first race later on this afternoon. Lots of bits of paper and pencil here being worked out. Still not quite as complicated as the first time that the WEC qualifying went to average of two lap times by two drivers. And we didn't have all of that information on the drivings, on the timing scheme, so we had to literally do it in our heads because there wasn't an average column. I think we got the top eight right between us, which wasn't too bad. Holcomb now turning through that elongated hairpin at turn five and back out onto through turn six. Now he's got traffic as well now. Will slightly annoy him. Sorry, he's a bit further around the track actually. He was coming out of turn 10 there through 11, now down to 12. in front of him. The number 12 is Lee Keane for 311 RS Motorsport, who dives onto another lap as Matt Holcomb with the red spotted headlights, denoting he's on the Pro-Am 991 category. Also red mirrors and red wing end plates. He's in the pits. Nice bit of work by Seb Prior in the number 15, the Multimatic DSSV supported car. Multimatic, huge automotive and motor racing concern. The people behind the Mazda race car in IMSA and the people building the new Le Mans and IMSA prototype for Porsche and Audi. And Seb is supported by them and a Multimatic driver. Down into turn one, he's got the reason I said he's worked it quite nicely, he's got quite a lot of real estate in front of him. Down through two to three, sets the car up very nicely as he sweeps in to that hairpin at turn five and six. Now onto that inner straight again, and once again it is the bright green car of Dylan Murray for BJB who was in front of him. He's got Kai Van Berlo there as well. Van Berlo, though, I think he's on an outlap because he's still weaving around trying to get some heat into the front Michelins. He's certainly not on a push lap. Last time around, Sean McAllister for JDX, Jeremy Dale and Harrison Brick's team, number two car, he's improved 137.7, so that's given him a better last lap time for race one. Now towards the end of the lap, maybe going to be a tiny little bit of traffic for Seb Prior. He'll sweep right-handed up onto the famous start finish line. Now the run to the line, can he better his time? Goes through, and yes, he does. And that's his best time of the run, a 36.4. That's provisional pole for race one. And with a 36.7 already in the bank now as his second time, that's two provisional pole positions for Prio. And I think his third fastest time is probably, at the moment, quick enough to put him on pole for the third race as well. Have to confirm that. He's got three very good times. Definitely now on provisional pole for the first race. Prior in the number 15. I said that was a nicely judged out lap. He just got enough space to give himself a clear run around the 2.6 miles. Now, what can Parker Thompson do? The radio will have been chattering away. The guys from the pits will have been on the phone to him. So he knows he's got to push just a little bit more. He needs to find 0.2 of a second. To improve his position in race one. He's not pushing at the moment on the back straight. He's just gone by the number 10 of Vernon McClure in the TPC Racing, the silver, black and blue car. So the number 9, red and white with the grey hindquarters and the Canadian maple leaf for the man from north of the border, Parker Thompson, lining himself up now, visualising those first few corners as he comes through onto the start finish line with 6.5 minutes to go. It's going to be about 6 minutes by the time he starts this lap. He's got a couple of corners to go. Efren Castro in the blue and yellow car very kindly staying out the way as Thompson sweeps up again onto the high banks, and now he's on the start finish line. Crosses the yard of bricks now to start his qualifying run, and Castro's dropped in behind. That's not a bad idea for the leader in Pro-Am. He's got something to aim at. Down towards turn one, the yellow and black car with the blue headlight spots, the LEDs there signifying a 992 Pro-Am category, the plain white headlights and the silver mirrors along with the silver end plates, that tells you that's a Pro car at the front of the field. For that number 9, needs to find a tenth or so of a second if he's going to go on to pole for the first race. Tenth and a half if he's going to go on to pole for the second race, but that can be affected, remember, by your best race time. Oh, he's on the flasher. That must mean there's somebody ahead of him as he comes down towards the end of the infield straight at turn seven. Now, let's just hope that other driver has seen him. 5 minutes to go. So, chance for one more go if you've kept a bit of performance in the Michelin tyres. Sweeping up through turn 11 onto the banking for a moment, then diving down into turn 12. Oh, this is a horrible place to catch that car. And it's one of the 991 Pro-Ams as well. Ah, that was terrible luck for Thompson. I think it was Connor Flynn for Irish Mikes Racing. I'll check that as he comes through. And that might have just stymied the lap. That will really frustrate, I think, Parker Thompson there. Kai van Berlo comes up to start another lap. 4 minutes to go. Here's how it stands at the moment. Prio by 0.123 of a second on provisional pole for the first race later today from Thompson and JDX Racing's number 9, who's got 0.026 of a second on Van Berlo, who's got 0.121 on Riley Dickinson for Team Hardpoint in the 53, and then it's half a second back to Lee Keane in the red number 12. In the classes, Pro-Am Efren Castro by 0.067, the 65 on provisional pole from Kurt Swearingen in the 17 ACI Motorsports. He's got a 10th on Tim Pappas in the 54 of JDX. And in Pro-Am 991, Joe Lombardo for Kelly Moss Road and Race has 0.171 of a second. That's the biggest gap we've got, isn't it? From Matt Holcomb in second place in the 55 Mystery Machine. Van Berlo then. Man, another European that's come across to ply his trade and try and further his career here in the Porsche Carrera Cup North America, presented by Visit Cayman Islands. Last 3 minutes. What have you got left in the fast draw? No point in leaving it there now. This is the one, the only qualifying session. Potentially could be setting the grid for all three races, although there is the opportunity to improve if your lap times in the race, races 2 and 3, are better. Here's Van Berlo then. Goes all the way up to the wall on the driver's side, the left-hand side of the car. Crosses the stripe. And improves. No, does not improve. He's now got a 136.6 and a 136.8 and a 136.8. So at the moment, Seb Prio, I was right. Seb Prio is on provisional pole for all three races. How about this for consistency? 136.4, 136.6 and 136.7 for Seb Prio. Now in the pit lane, his work is done. Basically, he's put his hand down on the table and he's waiting for anyone else to turn their cards over. Leader in the clubhouse, if you will, for Sebastian Prio by a small margin, 0.123 of a second. Tiny margin on his race two pole position, 0.678 against 0.692. And about a tenth on his provisional pole for race three. But at the moment, it's a glorious three provisional poles for Kelly Moss Road and Race and the number 15 car. Under 60 seconds to go across the line for Parker Thompson. This time, surely he's got some space on the track. His team will have been talking to him. Oh, loses the back end in a turn one, and that's it. It's gone. The lap's gone. The back end came around just a little bit. Didn't get anywhere near the apex of turn one and that inside curb. And that will be the lap gone. He'll know from his delta on the dashboard. I think he's lifted out. Let's see as he comes through the infield down towards turns 4, 5, 6 and 7. Lefty's braking as late as he dared. Looked like he was getting the car rotated. But again, just as he was coming down the front stretch banking, now he's out of it. And there'll be no improvement from Parker Thompson. So the best for him is second across the board. So he is second, outside pole, front row start, provisionally in all three races. And there's a spinner for the number 16. Ah, and that's Alexandra Marmarenyu, new to the championship in MRS GT Racing. And as Kovacs, his teammate, just ahead of him. So we spin for Alex. Matt Holcomb still trying to improve. The checkered flag is out. I have a strong suspicion that we're not going to see. Well, Ryan Gates has just improved on his first lap. His best lap, a 37.7. That'll take him to 8th place in Pro. Sebastian Carrazzo in the 27. He's just put in a 37.9. That's good enough for 10th. Van Berlo improving his third best time. Also Dickinson improving his third best time. Conor Flynn improving his first best time, his overall best time for Irish Mike's Racing. So is there anybody still out there who can do anything? Jeff Masurek just still coming round as well for Gold Crest in the All GT Silver number 29. That is the colour that all of the cars were delivered in. You'll see the blue, very distinctive blue shade band mirrors and wing end plates on that car. So he comes round onto the banking. So he's yet to complete a lap. Remember, if you start a lap when the checkered flag comes out, you are allowed to finish it and it does still count. So waiting for Jeff to come through. He'll know already. No, he's coming to the pits. I was about to say, I know already whether he was going to improve. He wasn't, so he's not going to take any more time. So congratulations are due to Sebastian Prio. Consistency, absolutely superb. He will start the first race on pole position, and as it stands at the moment, he's got the next best two times of anybody in the race for races two and three. A 136.4, a 136.6, and a 136.7 provisionally give him starting positions, subject to post-qualifying tech. Shakes his head in almost disbelief down there. And if no one else improves their times in the races two and three, he will start all three races on this triple header weekend at Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Porsche Sports Car Together Festival on pole position. The young Guernseyman, very, very impressive there, and timed his run to perfection. Right next to Victory Circle. He'll be hoping he can convert those. And Sean is down there to have a quick chat with the young Multimatic driver. Consummate consistency has brought three top times for Seb Prio in the Multimatic supported Kelly Moss Roden race number 15. He's top of the class in Pro. Congratulations to Efren Castro, who has repeated that feat for Pro-Am and Team Hardpoint EBM, 39-0, 39-0, 39-1. And Joe Lombardo has the first race pole position in Pro-Am, but it's Matt Holcomb, for the moment at least, with a 40.8 and a 40.9, who will start races two and three. But no one had any pace that was better than Seb Prio. He's down there with a big smile on his face with Sean.
Sebastian Prio, congratulations. A great run. The excitement on your face when you got out of the car, just it kind of tells the story. I got to ask you, though, Kelly Moss Roden Race and you together, I mean, what does it take for such an amazing team and such a talented driver on and off the track to run so well and so dominant out there in qualifying?
I mean, it's not just the driving, you know, it's the team behind you. You know, when you're on the podium, you know, it's the guys working in the workshop back at Kelly Moss, getting the cars ready to race. And obviously, a perfect perfection there for me in that qualifying session. I've been a bit unlucky, I'd say, during the season, but, you know, it's you make your own luck. But I'm really happy with how that went. And I can't thank, you know, Multimatic and Kelly Moss for letting me drive and doing this stuff that I love.
And getting out of the car, you know, you're a little red in the face, but obviously you're training hard. You know, your conditioning's there. Here it's a little bit different. You got to get that one good lap. I mean, you really need that one good one. You got a little bit more come race time. You got three big races coming up. You got a little more left in the tank for them.
For sure, you know, always got to keep a little bit in the bag. But, yeah, I've got some long races ahead of me, three races. It's unusual for us to do that. But, you know, I gave it everything. That's why I'm, you know, done. You know, it's only 30 minutes, but you're giving everything you got. And, yeah, I gave everything I got. It was right at the end. Had a bit of traffic, but I maximised everything I could and kept my head strong. And, yeah, really happy with how it went.
This programme is a radio show limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.